What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to Laura in Colorado. And Laura, just kind of pick up where you left off.
Okay. Before anyone wants to scream that I'm a racist, definitely am not. But I'm just saying that because there has been so much movement about on the globe the last few hundred years, the Silk Road was open. People came and went. They took wives. They did all that. This may be a reason why certain areas, if this is a manufactured or rather a manipulated situation with the virus, and it is specific to certain DNA. Now, you know, there sure isn't any protesting going on over there in China for democracy right now, is there? And I wanted to
Hong Kong. The protests in Hong Kong are still going on, and the police are using tear gas and water cannon and all that stuff.
Well, I had heard some time ago that there had been some protests going on in some of the cities in mainland China, but that has completely stopped. So, yeah. You know, that's just a coinkydink, as they would say on TrueNews.com. But, you know, another thing I wanted to throw out there, too, that I think is really important is in December, the second week of December, I live on an organic farm 40 miles east of Colorado Springs. Massive military in and out all the time, okay? And we went into town. We're very healthy. I do fight type 2 diabetes naturally by taking berberine and controlling diet. I'm in my late 50s. My husband and I were in the city. The snow was blowing, and a military person rammed our car by running a red light. And it only tore the license plate off, but I shook her hand. Within 24 hours, I had a 104-degree fever that came out of the blue. I'm not in the city very often. So I went to my primary care doctor, and the first thing she said was, "Looks like you've got some kind of virus," quote-unquote. This is the second week in December. We were sick for three straight weeks. We actually thought we were going to die. We have a nebulizer. We've got colloidal silver. We've got all kinds of goodies. And we have never been so sick in our lives. Now, I don't believe that this thing started in mid-December. I think it started way before that. Bill Gates apparently made some kind of an admission or a statement at the World Economic Forum in October. So maybe this thing was even around before that. But, you know, as we can always count on the communist red Chinese to tell us the truth about everything, you know, how long was it around? Did we have coronavirus here in my house and survive it? I don't know, but our primary care doctor was totally stumped. They stuck this horrible thing way up in my nose. It was extremely painful. And they came back and said, "No, you don't have the flu." But we don't know what we had, and we were so extremely sick. It wasn't just respiratory. It wasn't just extreme pain in the trachea. And neither one of us had a voice for 3 weeks. The real bad pain in the throat, up into the sinuses, in the vomiting and diarrhea for 5 days. We couldn't hold down a bite of food. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I did have the primary care give me a Z-Pak, which is a 5-day real strong antibiotic that fights bacterial pneumonia. And primary care gave that to me the first day I went in there, which was when I had the 104 fever. And it didn't help. It really did not help. She looked right at me and said, "You've got some kind of virus." "Oh, no, no, no. I've been out cleaning the chicken pen. I thought maybe I had breathed some dust that had gone up in my nose doing that job and, you know, gotten in my throat and my trachea. That's why I asked for a Z-Pak, because I thought, well, this thing is bacterial." But I'll tell you what, I really do think, Mike, that we had the coronavirus. I've told it to numerous people that know us. They know we're people of integrity. They've been in shock over it. The only thing different that I have done, other than just go to the grocery store, way, way out, a far-out grocery store, not in the middle of the city, that I had shaken the hand of the lady that rammed our car. And she was a military officer. She was real upset. And I said, "Look, you go home, fix your car. I'll go home, fix my car. Don't want to call the popo. Don't want them involved in my life. All you did was tear up our license plate, you know, off the front bumper. We'll fix it ourselves. Let's just all go home." And we did. And she shook my hand and she hugged me in a parking lot. So that's all I'm going to say. Can't prove anything. But I think this thing has been around. On the western slope in Colorado, about the second week of our illness, which was right around Christmas, we heard there was a horrible outbreak of a virus out on the western slope of Colorado, and schools had been closed for like a week around the Christmas holiday right there, like right before Christmas. So who knows? You know, who knows? I'm just throwing it out there and giving everybody just something to think about.
Well, did you save the contact information for the lady who hit your car? Because the first thing I would want to do is to call her and see if she'd come down sick.
She was a lieutenant in the military. She was coming out of Peterson Air Force Base and ran the stoplight. And like I said, snow was blowing. It wasn't real bad, but she, I guess, thought she could beat the light. And we were pulling out. She hit the front of the car. We didn't exchange information. It was cold. It was windy. It was like, you go home, fix your car. We'll go home, fix our car. Don't got to get the cops involved in our lives. You know, we're headed home to our farm. Have a nice day, you know. And so that's the way we prefer to handle most things anyway. So,
well, I understand that, but it would be nice to know that. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call and the information. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. On Saturday, New York's Governor Cuomo said his state would immediately begin using its own test kit developed in-state after asking the FDA for permission to do so. And the FDA said it would allow some laboratories to immediately use tests they have developed and validated to achieve more rapid testing capacity for COVID-19. Now, BBC is reporting that there is this Shincheonji church with 1,900 members. They tested 600 who didn't have any symptoms. 70% were confirmed with coronavirus. That is the really scariest aspect about this, that people who are not symptomatic, people who don't even know that they're sick, can be contagious. Let's see what happens with that one. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who Joe Biden falsely claimed was being muzzled, said yesterday that community spread of the new coronavirus, in which cases cannot be directly traced to anyone, are becoming more common throughout the United States of America. It's surface contact. It's surface contact is what they're talking about here. And of course, all across the country, the panic buying has begun. Costco's, Walmart's, they're selling out of everything. They're selling out of hand sanitizers. They're selling out of storable food. So, and again, I don't want to be the cause of a panic, but you, please be aware, please be concerned, because, you know, our government, like the government of China, is trying to downplay all of this. Perception control, narrative control, keep the economy going. China is saying that they're coming back from this and that the factories are running again. But NASA did a satellite scan over China, and their pollution levels are way, way down, which tells us the factories are still closed and they're not putting out the pollution. Grocers are preparing for a surge in demand as the virus spreads. U.S. shoppers stock up on dry goods, sanitizer, and cleaning supplies. Now, you've probably heard from several people, don't bother wearing those masks, even the N95, N99 one. And the Surgeon General came on out on Twitter saying that a run on the masks could risk a shortage harmful to public health professionals. In other words, they're going to be using the masks. They just don't want you ordinary people using them up. We're going to take another phone call. James in Vancouver, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got back to travel agency people, and all the flights coming in from Hong Kong to Vancouver, this is, I went on the 29th of February, that was Saturday, I asked, and they said all the flights coming in from Hong Kong to Vancouver are coming in normally. There's been no reduction in those flights, and there has been a bit of a reduction on flights coming into Vancouver from China, but these have not, they're still coming in.
Do we know what the passenger manifests are looking like? Are these planes full, or are they only carrying like four people?
I'm guessing that because the aircraft coming in from China are less than before that these are not full flights. That's a guess. Because
okay.
they don't probably want to run empty aircraft. So, and then
okay,
I checked with my students. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I checked with some of my students, and they seem to think that things are coming in normally. There's no quarantine of the Vancouver airport here. From hotspots to, yeah.
I think in the case of the Spanish flu, the reason it got out of control was it was too little too late. And again, there was a perception management component because the Spanish flu had nothing to do with Spain. It emerged out of a U.S. military base, Camp Funston.
Right. Right.
And the story is they were playing with experimental vaccines there. So,
right. Well, yeah, that, like I said, according to my grandmother, that was quite devastating. That made an impact on her life, I think.
Well, so. I lost some ancestors to they called it the grip. When they weren't calling it Spanish flu, they called it the grip.
The grip, yeah. I heard a caller from South Carolina. James in South Carolina talked about technologies that are being kept secret. I have some information on that. If you'd like to have it sometime, I can send it along.
Please do.
I sent one of my books down to Mr. John Stadtmiller down in Round Rock. I sent him a book a couple weeks ago. This is before this flu thing came up. I sent four copies to all the alternative media that I listened to, and I sent one to Mr. Stadtmiller. So anyway, that's all I got for now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are empty, 800-313-9443. Now, Iran's former ambassador to the Vatican, that in mind, and prominent cleric Hadi Khosrowshahi died of the COVID-19 virus, according to local media last Thursday. And apparently he was 81 years old. This thing does hit the elderly very, very hard, and he died in a hospital in Iran. An advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has died from the coronavirus, and apparently other top Iranian officials have been infected. And it has not escaped a lot of people's notice that this COVID-19 seems to be hitting the two countries that the United States currently views as enemies, China and Iran. Now, I still think it's an accidental release, or at least the one in China was an accidental release. Who knows what's going on out there? Okay, we got another caller on the line. Paul in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, as your last caller said, it is true. The flights are still coming in. I've been saying it the past. Now, listen, we have a quote. Let me see if I got a quote. But either way, there's an excellent article over at the Daily Kos from what's that sound, by the way? I'm hearing a
what
beep.
What sound?
I'm just getting a beep in my ear. Anyway, so in the name of the article is called Are Flights from China Really Banned? By Keith DB. So it's over at the Daily Kos, and this fellow looked into it. And lo and behold, you could buy yourself a ticket from China to the United States or vice versa, even today. Now, here we have a quote from our great leader, Donald J. Trump, where he said, and this was from February 25th, crying Chuck Schumer is complaining for publicity purposes only that I should be asked for more money than $2.5 billion to prepare for coronavirus. If I asked for more, he would say it's too much. He didn't like my early travel closings. I was right. He is incompetent, unquote. So that's a quote from Donald Trump on from his tweet, because he's a tweeter, not a leader, on February 25th, 2020. Making fun of Chuck Schumer and claiming that he is, first of all, has closed or stopped travel. He didn't stop travel. The flights are still coming in. It's been over a month. And you know what he's setting up? Once you allow this to happen, what we're going to go through is what I call, it's going to be like a whack-a-mole of fighting this disease now, where the CDC is going to be chasing around one site and going to one spot. Then it's going to pop up in another spot. And then they're going to chase that spot. Then they're going to go to another spot. And by that time, as we've already seen, it's too late. And that's, as I've argued, is the problem with the mistake of having businessmen having too much authority, being too subsumed with his own impeachment trials and issues, while he should have been focusing on the health of the nation, protecting the borders. And obviously, since the disease was pretty rampant and the films were coming out in January, he should have expedited. And get this, Donald Trump, he should have followed through to make sure his underlings, because that's what competent leaders do. That's what we hired him for, right? Yes. We employed him by voting for him. And we expect him to protect our borders and to protect our people in a competent manner. So he says he's quarantining and stopping the flights, but he didn't follow through. So, and that's why my argument is he needs to be fired. He's a failure. He's not delivering. He's not doing his job. And remember what he made himself famous doing, firing people who were failures on TV. And that's why we need to collectively start firing Donald Trump, even though the Democrats don't have anybody to offer. The only person who has any sense is Tulsi Gabbard. It's a shame.
I agree.
She actually advocated on stopping the flights. But the flights aren't stopping. Donald Trump isn't delivering. Is he deluded? Does he not just go to see if the flights are actually coming into LAX? Is he surrounded by yes men and minions who just
yes.
say, yes, Mr. President, the planes have stopped coming in? He doesn't go check on his underlings to make sure they're doing the work? Failure, your name is Donald Trump. He's a failure. And on that note, thank you, Michael.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot. Okay, getting on back to Iran. The Iranian Health Ministry recorded 523 new cases in the past 24 hours, bringing the country's known total to 1,501. That marks a 53% increase in just one day. As of right now, Iran's parliament is closed until further notice. So apparently, this has hit the leadership of Iran very, very hard. Yesterday, Pope Francis finally made a public appearance, first time in 4 days, following what the Vatican has called a slight indisposition that forced him to cancel some audiences and activities. Remember, the Pope is also the Bishop of Rome, and he's supposed to preside over the religious services in the Vatican itself. However, another story, and this one came out from recombinomics.co, says that the Vatican confirms that Pope Francis and two of his aides have tested positive for COVID-19. The three new cases add up to the over 400 cases confirmed in Italy under a week. So, coronavirus death toll in Italy jumps to 29 as the number of infected passes 1,000. All right, the police in Venice, Italy, raided a mosque during Friday prayers for ignoring the coronavirus rules that prohibits events with meetings of people. All right. Donald Trump is out there saying the hoax is on them. And this would be a time to sort of clear something up here right now. There's a report that is being circulated by Democrats in the corporate media that Donald Trump called the coronavirus a hoax. And what he was talking about was the Democrats hyping it up to try and damage him. That is the hoax. Media pushes the lie anyway. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive right now. And folks, those of you who have not yet donated, and I'll be honest, those of you who already did donate once, please donate again, because we need to stay on the air. Look around and see what's going on between the coronavirus, between Super Tuesday, between the election year and everything. We need to keep on the air to get the truth out to you so that you can make good choices. We're trying to keep you fully informed in the best Jeffersonian sense here. And just imagine for a minute, one day getting on up, flipping on your computer or your radio, and all of a sudden, we're not here. It could actually happen if you don't step up. The only way we're going to get the big money influence out of media and out of the flow of information in this country is for the little money to unite together in the goal of restoring our republic here. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. All right, getting on back to the coronavirus, President Trump is out there saying that border security is health security. the Democrat policy of open borders is a direct threat to the health of all Americans. Well, I've been saying that for months now, because the illegal immigrants are, pouring over the border. They're not being given medical checks. Even in the heyday of American immigration at Ellis Island, everybody was given a medical check, and those who weren't healthy were quarantined or sent back to their original country. So Trump held this Keep America Great rally in North Charleston, South Carolina, Friday, in which he made that point. We have to have secure borders if we're going to keep this country healthy. And, shutting down the plane flights from the hot zones would be a good idea. But what happens if somebody decides they want to come to this country and they go to Mexico first and just walk across that border? Now, Senator Cotton is still out there. He's convinced that China is being very nefarious about, less than forthcoming about what's going on with COVID-19. He says China is still lying to the world about the coronavirus. And here he's saying the virus can live up to 9 days outside the body. And China has engaged in rampant malpractice, dishonesty, and deceitfulness from the very beginning. If they hadn't concealed the outbreak of this virus in early December from the World Health Organization and their own people, they might not have only protected their own people more effectively, but prevented it from spreading so far around the world. They are still lying to their own people. They're still lying to the world. They are responsible for the spread of this virus outside of their own borders. That's one reason why we need to take a new look once again at our entire relationship with China, in particular the relationship we have in trade, where we have so many of our medical devices and equipment, even basic pharmaceuticals, are being manufactured in China. Yeah, that's a problem. Literally start running out of necessary medical supplies just when we really need them. So hopefully somebody is going to kick something into high gear to start getting the stuff manufactured locally. The other day, last week, we were talking about how Donald Trump may use an executive order to compel certain companies to start manufacturing facial masks. All righty. We have a caller on the line. Joe in Pennsylvania. Aloha. I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yes. With this coronavirus issue here, I have a question for you. Okay, most of us are living from paycheck to paycheck.
Okay? Yes.
You know, they're telling us that, we need to have 6 months of food, 6 months of money to survive in the bank. We don't. My question to you is, what happens if we're quarantined to our homes or apartments? We're unable to pay our mortgages, or we're unable to pay our rent. Can we get evicted? Are we going to be thrown out on the street? Does that mean we're going to be rounded up and put into a camp somewhere? That's my question.
You raise a very good point, and I would hope that if massive quarantining becomes the norm, that there would be some kind of an executive order out there saying that salaries and wages would have to be continued. You know, most companies, you do have a certain amount of sick time that you can take and still get your paycheck. But you're right. You're raising a very good point. A long enough quarantine is going to turn some people into homeless. And if COVID-19 gets into the general homeless population, it's going to be everywhere.
Well, unfortunately for me, going off to the side a little bit here, I was displaced from my career. Company was going bankrupt. Was bought out by another company in the UK. They came in and they did cuts. I was forced to go into early Social Security retirement. I was out of work for 4.5 months. I finally find a job, working for the state. I'm part-time, got no benefits. So there you go.
All right. Okay, well, Joe, thank you for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go into the international news now. I think we've spent enough time on the COVID-19 here. Apparently, a U.S. carrier strike group has entered the Mediterranean as Syria and Turkey move to a state of war. So it's really starting to come unglued over there. And apparently, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower crossed through the Strait of Gibraltar and entered the Mediterranean Sea late Friday, accompanied by multiple support ships. Now, in a phone call with Erdogan, Trump is backing Turkey on Syria to an extent. Qualifier on that. So Trump called Erdogan on Friday, and according to White House officials, Trump backed Turkey absolutely in Syria, demanding Syria and Russia immediately halt their offensive in the Idlib province. The White House comments again presented Turkey's operations as trying to de-escalate the situation in northwest Syria, when it would be more correct to say they are trying to keep Islamist groups from being defeated outright by the Syrian government. Turkey has shot down two Syrian warplanes and destroyed 100 tanks as it launches a military offensive against the Moscow-backed regime after airstrikes that killed 34 of its soldiers. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar announced the operation dubbed Spring Shield today and vowed any attack on Turkish forces or observation posts in Idlib would be met with retaliation under the country's right to self-defense. Well, They're not defending their country. They're sitting on somebody else's country right now, unless Erdogan is already out there saying, well, we own this now. This is now part of Turkey. Anyway, tensions between Ankara and Damascus were blown sky high on Thursday after the Assad regime targeted Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. Well, they shouldn't have been in northern Syria. Turkey's relationship with Moscow was also strained as three Russian journalists were detained in Istanbul. So this thing is definitely spiraling out of control. All righty. Russia cannot guarantee the safety of Turkish aviation in Syria after Damascus shuts the Idlib airspace. Apparently, Damascus has declared a no-fly zone over that area above Idlib. And as tensions run high after Thursday's spike in hostilities, the Syrian state news agency Sana reported on Sunday the Turkish regime's terrorist forces downed two aircraft thought to be fighter jets. Actually, they were Sukhois. Russian Defense Ministry announced on Sunday that it could no longer guarantee the safety of Turkish aircraft flying over northern Syria after Damascus moved to close the airspace over the embattled province of Idlib. Damascus announced earlier on Sunday that it would treat any aircraft that crosses into the airspace of Syria's northwest as a hostile target. So, yeah, that looks like there's no pulling back from that one. Iran and Hezbollah are warning Turkey, all your forces are in our line of fire. The Iranian Advisory Center in Syria, which takes part in the fighting in northern Syria, issued a press release to the news agency UNews in reaction to the recent confrontation between the Syrian army and the Turkish army. It should be noted that the Iranian Advisory Center is made up of the group of Iranian experts who advise the Syrian state and its armed forces. And this is the first statement they have actually publicly issued. Okay, early on March 2nd, units of the 25th Special Mission Forces Division, formerly the Tiger Forces, returned control of the town of Sarakib in eastern Idlib after the Turkish army and its al-Qaeda allies fled from the area. Now, China is against Turkey. They're now providing the anti-missile FD-2000 air defense system to Damascus. This is coming from the Chinese news website Sina.com after the several Israeli attacks by Syria by its air-ground missiles and the partial failure of the Russian air defense anti-missile defense. Now, that's a new piece of information. China's stepping on in with there. Pompeo wants missiles for Turkey to confront Russia in Syria. This could be the flashpoint for a full-on war with Russia. I don't think that's a good idea. Call me silly. I don't think war with Russia is a really good idea. Anyway. Now, the United States has rejected key talks on extending the soon-to-expire treaty that limits strategic nuclear arms. This is the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. It's due to expire in a year. Russia is saying, let's extend it. The United States is saying, no, we don't want to. To be building more bombs, and I hope they don't use them. But you need to keep in mind, for all the talk about Iraq's nukes and Iran's non-existent nukes, well, they didn't have them in Iraq either, or North Korea's nuclear weapons. There's only one country that's ever actually used nuclear weapons against the civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America. All right, well, pardon me. The good news from yesterday was the U.S. and Taliban sign a peace deal that will send all American troops home in 14 months and pave a way to the end of the 18-year Afghanistan war. Maybe, maybe not. We're already hearing the war hawks all over TV. They were on Fox News earlier today saying, well, we're going to have to keep some kind of a force in Afghanistan because we don't trust the Taliban to deal with al-Qaeda and the terrorists. And already there's a big monkey wrench in this deal because the Afghan government is refusing a prisoner swap. And as a result, today, the Taliban announced they were resuming offensive operations, not against U.S. forces, but against the Afghan forces. As I mentioned earlier in the show, police are using pepper spray and tear gas on the protesters in Hong Kong. Over in France, lawmakers from the left and the right of the spectrum filed motions of no confidence in the government after it pushed a controversial pension reform through the parliament on Saturday. This is what people are rioting in the streets about over there. And the whole world is going crazy. It really is. It is really going crazy. Over in Israel, extremist Israeli settlers uprooted hundreds of olive trees and grapevines in the Al-Qadar neighborhood south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources reported that the Israeli settlers uprooted 300 trees in the farm of a Palestinian farmer, Nazir Ismail Marzouk, in the area of Zikanda, which lies between the settlements of Daniel and Eleazar. Meanwhile, the settlers uprooted 200 old olive trees and 80 grapevines in the farm of Marwan and Anas Saleh, which is located near the settlement of Eleazar. Now, the reason they refer to these as old olive trees, when you plant an olive tree, it is 10 years before it produces usable, saleable crop. They're very slow growing. It's a hardwood. So when they go down, they chop down these trees, they've ended these farmers' livelihood for olives for a minimum of 10 years. Okay, talking about the economic news here, as we mentioned earlier in the program, the Dow ended 1,200 points up, which I am not buying that this had anything to do with the market, because they blamed the downturn over the last week on the fear of the coronavirus. Well, that fear is still there. It hasn't gone away over the weekend. So I think the plunge protection team just got a whole bunch of new money from the Federal Reserve, went on in and started buying to drive the market back up again, which hasn't fixed the problem of an overvalued stock market. Of course, right now, Donald Trump has basically founded his entire reelection campaign on the economy looking good. And Trump is hardly the first president to use those stock market numbers as a banner saying the economy is good, the economy is good. Bill Clinton did it. George W. Bush did it. So, anyway. Coronavirus is making the weakest parts of U.S. corporate debt boom wobble. And analysts are saying, brace for things to get worse. This article says the rapid spread of COVID-19 dealt a blow to investor confidence in the biggest U.S. corporate debt boom on record. So again, the fact that the Dow was shoved up 1,200 points is highly suspicious here. Gold jewelry selling sees a frantic surge after a price spike and volatility. Now, gold was really going up last week, and then all of a sudden, trades were put on the gold to drive it back down again using paper gold. Front month gold futures spiked to almost 1,700 an ounce leading up to last week's decimation amid coronavirus fears and a widely growing acceptance that central bankers will once again be stimulating the global economy and supporting asset prices, which is obviously what happened today. Okay, getting into other areas here. Apparently, Democrats in Ohio, California, and Oregon are now pushing laws demanding that private property owners allow the homeless to camp on their lands. And this was sparked by a homeowner in Los Angeles claims the local government is preventing him from removing a homeless encampment on his property. This is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. Well, so much for property rights, huh? Now, as you know, as the situation has deteriorated in Turkey, Erdogan opened the borders. They'd had this deal where Turkey was keeping all these Syrian refugees inside Turkey. Now, the borders are open, and the first 18,000 Syrian refugees crossed the Greek border amid fresh tear gas clashes with guards after Turkish President Erdogan vowed to open the doors to Europe and to keep them open. And there have been clashes with the Greeks at that border. Chaos as thousands of refugees charge Greek border en masse. 15,000 surge into EU border town. Those poor people in Europe, they've had enough problems with the refugees. They're about to get a lot worse. Apparently, Greeks revolt against the migrant centers. Apparently, they set fire to one of them. Government uses the military to repel the migrant invasion. What a mess all these war hawks and bankers have made of this planet. You want to know why advanced alien civilizations don't visit us? They take one look and say, These primitive people, why would we bother? Why would we bother? Greed and violence, that's the hallmarks of the human race here. Apparently, Harvey Weinstein will get special treatment in custody because they don't want another Epstein incident. They're concerned that Weinstein might get suicidal. Still reeling from the uproar after Jeff Epstein supposedly hanged himself in the Manhattan lockup last year, jail officials are taking extraordinary steps to monitor their newest high-profile inmate. Weinstein will always have his own cell, will constantly have a dedicated team of correction officers with him, and could even be shipped to a facility outside the city. The last thing they want is another Jeffrey Epstein incident. I think they may get one. I think if Weinstein does not think he's going to get off with a wrist slap at his sentencing, which is now, what, 1 week away, week and a half away, that he might try and fake his own death. So, and we're still looking at the case of Philip Haney, who was a whistleblower on Barack Obama's Department of Homeland Security. He was found dead on the side of a highway in what police initially thought was a suicide. Now, however, police are backtracking their suicide, saying the initial reports were simply misinformation. Well, that tells us it didn't come from the police to begin with. Anyway, Haney was found dead last Friday in a park and ride a week ago. Last Friday in a park and ride area near Highway 16 and Highway 124 in the city of Plymouth, which is about 40 miles east of Sacramento. The Amber County Sheriff's Office initially said that the 66-year-old was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but now they have asked the FBI for assistance. Now, Representative Louis Gohmert is out there saying he was going to name names and ends up with a bullet in him. So the wet work is definitely going on here. Okay, there's been another hate hoax. A lot of them out there. Man down in Mississippi who reported hateful, racist, pro-Trump graffiti on his vehicles is arrested for insurance fraud. Apparently, he painted that graffiti on his own vehicle, filed an insurance claim on it, and they caught him. Found out it was a hoax. So, yeah, he's in trouble. He's definitely in trouble. Remember Nick Sandman? He was the student who, with a bunch of other students from this high school, were confronted by this Native American activist pounding on a drum and just trying to provoke them into doing something, which they didn't do. And they were smeared in the media outlets. And so Nick Sandman's attorneys have announced plans to sue five more media outlets, including ABC, CBS, Gannett, Rolling Stone, and others. And let's talk about Prince Andrew. Apparently, Prince Andrew is facing new court evidence that he did meet with his teenage accuser, Virginia Roberts, despite claiming he had no recollection of the sex trafficking victim. Well, there was a photo taken of them together. It's kind of a little hard to get away from that. But in an exclusive interview with the Mail on Sunday, David Boyce said further evidence linking the Duke of York with Ms. Roberts will be made public as part of a string of civil lawsuits being brought in America by victims of serial pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. His comments came after this newspaper last week revealed that a highly respected former royal protection officer has raised questions about Andrew's alibi for the night he allegedly had sex with Ms. Roberts in London. Oh, Prince Andrew, going to be in trouble. I'm sure the Queen is not at all happy with what's going on here. Well, apparently Obamacare is back in play. The Supreme Court is going to hear the case of Obamacare again, and it's coming out of a high-stakes abortion case. At issue is a state law in Louisiana which requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Pro-choice groups argue the law would severely restrict access to abortion and lead to the closure of two of the three remaining abortion clinics in Louisiana. The case, June Medical Services versus Russo, will be the first to come before the court since Donald Trump appointed two conservative justices, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, to the nine-member panel. The case is significant because the law that is being challenged is more or less identical to the one that the court struck down in 2016, said Mary Ziegler, a law professor at Florida State University. switching court membership. Is that enough to undo a case, asked Ziegler, author of Beyond Abortion, Roe versus Wade, and the Battle for Privacy? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about computers. And again, it seems like every day there's a new vulnerability, a new way to hack into your private information. And we're going to take another break here for commercials. When we come on back, there's a new Bluetooth vulnerability. This one is nasty. So we'll be back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to talk about computers and things and, you know, almost amazing coincidental timing. My wife, the lovely Lady Claire, just got a scam call saying that her social security number had been used for criminal activity and that she would be arrested and go to jail and unless she called 1-800-SUCKERS. So it almost seems like it's open season on ordinary Americans with all this crime that's going on, cybercrime and so forth. So anyway, this morning, Arma Security published details of a new Bluetooth vulnerability that could potentially expose millions of devices to remote attack. It's called Blueborn, and the attack works by masquerading as a Bluetooth device and exploiting weaknesses in the protocol to deploy malicious code. This is similar to the Broadcom Wi-Fi attacks disclosed earlier this year. Now, because Bluetooth devices have high privileges in most operating systems, the attack can be executed without any input from the user. Blueborn doesn't require devices to be paired with a malicious device, can even be or even be set in discoverable mode. Let's take a phone call now from Robert in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Is that the beep? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. You're on the air, Robert.
Okay. I did not hear the beep. Okay. So, yeah, those scam phone calls, all proceeds now will go to Erdogan to help him create the new Ottoman Empire. So, play along. You know, basically, I was calling about Erdogan and whatever. Look, he says he's letting the floodgates open, and they're saying these are Syrian migrants, Syrian refugees, but it's really not. It's not Syrians. You have Somalis, you have Afghanis, you have Iraqis, you know, the sub-Saharan Africans, everybody but Syrians. So why they keep emphasizing on the Syrian part is beyond many, okay? But it's you got Africans and so on that are flooding into, you know, opening up, going into Europe and Greece and so on. And they're not just, he's not just letting them go. They're actually helping them. They're giving them rafts and they're giving them supplies and so on. And these so-called people that are down and out, they're coming with weaponry, Mike. They're coming armed. They're coming with gas, weapons, firearms. They're coming with their own tents. They're setting up their little settlements as they go along. These aren't, this isn't, it's a ploy. It's a Trojan horse. Okay? And in the end, the ultimate goal for Erdogan, he wants to force the European Union to help back his play in Syria. That's the ultimate goal here. And he's using these people flooding into Greece and Europe to help him make that come across. But remember, these people are, many of them are armed. And of course, many of them, always probably maybe mentioned on this show, using the children as human shields and as bargaining chips and so on and so forth, and playing, you know, we can help us and so on. But they are armed. They have food. They have tents. They have weaponry. They're ready to go. What do you got?
Well, it's a mess. You know, even if they're not trying to form a new Ottoman Empire, it's still highly disruptive to the people of Europe. And the Europeans built Europe. It really is theirs. Anyway, listen, we need to let you go. We need to take a break for station identification. When we come back, we're going to be playing the press conference that's going on coronavirus from the White House. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.